Shalom Aleichem, Swedish friends. This is the second part of the shiur, the second segment, Kaber B'melech and Talmud Chacham. So now we're going to hopefully make some headway into the sugya. In the previous shiur, we presented many different kashas. Rav Ashin Ksubas Yud Zayin Amud Aleph and Kedushin Lamed Beis Amud Beis, Sota Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Sanhedrin Ches Amud Beis, Yutes Amud Beis, writes that Melech Shemochel al kvodo, ein kvodo mochel. Shenemar shom tasim alecha, shetei maso alecha. It says that you have to place a king upon yourself. His awe should be upon you. And therefore from here we learn that mel shemochel al kvodo, ein kvodo mochel. So we have to understand, what does this pasuk have to do with the fact that a king can't be mochel and is covered? Shom tasim alecha melech means that a melech can't be mochel and is covered. My high. Where do you get from some simalech a melech that a melech can't be mochel and is covered? According to Tosfosim that we mentioned in the previous shir in Sanhedrin and in Zvachim, all we learn from this pasuk is the ikar chiyuv of a maso alecha, the chiyuv of kavod hamelech. But that doesn't preclude him from being mochel. So how do we know that a mel shemachal kvodin kvodin mochel? Just like even though there's a mitzvah of kavod talmid chacham and kibud av v'aim, there's still mechila. And that they could be mochel. And imechila, not being able to be mochel on your kavod, is a svara, like Tosfos says, because according to the Gemara, Talmud Chacham can be mochel on his kavod from a yalfusa, that it's Torah Didei, that it's his Torah, and that we don't have by a melech. That's what Tosfos says. So you have a svara by a melech that no, he can't be mochel, because by Talmud Chacham it's Torah delay, but not by a melech. So this lack of mechila is a svara. So then what do you need the pasuk of Som Tassim Vezi Alfusa? We also have to understand Rashi in Ksubas Yitzayin Amar Aleph, the Maskel Som Tassim. Rashi is Yisrael, Huzer, Rashi, Yassim, Olem, Simas, Harbe. The Jewish people were warned that they should place him many times. Kolom Ishtei Maso Aleim, in other words, that his aimer should be on them. And therefore his kavod is not machol. And therefore the pasuk concluded many different simos. So what is pshat in this Rashi? Rashi is tamua. Rashi says that the Jewish people were warned to make many simos. In other words, that your awe, that you should fear him. And therefore his kavod isn't machol. And therefore the pasuk says many simos, som tasim. Place him and place him again. Why does many simos preclude mechila? If not for this pasuk, he'd be able to be mochel. But because of som tasim, he can't be mochel. What's going on? The Shita Mukubetis is omed on this. Bricham Vishapela is tamei on him. Not only that, but the Gemara doesn't say Simas Harbe. It says in the Gemara, Som Tassim Alecha Melech, Shetei Maso Alecha. Rashi adds, Kolomar, that we were warned to make many Simos. What does the Shetei Maso Alecha have to do with many Simos? Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shita Gubetzis writes, Melech Shemochel Shenemar, etc. Mimoro mikvodo. learn Shtei Maaso Alecha, and therefore he shouldn't be mocha on his kavod now, so that other times people will be mechavid him. But if he's mochel now, other times people won't be mechavid him. How do you learn that from some tassim? From those tassim, you learned there's a chash that in other instances they're not going to be mechavid him, and therefore he can't be mochel on his kavod now. And why don't we have this chash by mechilas of Arav? There's a chi of gomra al kavodam, and we're not concerned. They're going to be there, if they're mochel now and they're covered, they're going to be mochel other times. People are going to make light of their covered other times. We're not concerned about that. We're only concerned with when it comes to melech. Why? So it appears that pshat and Rashi that we just quoted Yisrael sheuzeru huzeru sheyasimu aleim simas harbe klam shteima so aleim. That we have many simos, and that means no mechilas kavod, is based on what we explained in the previous series of shiurim, and that is that even by a nasi, kavodo is not his, and therefore the sakadaitach the nasi simoch al kavodo and kavodo machol is not his. Nevertheless, the maskan is that kavodo machol, because since through the mechila ritzono zel kavodo. But since the mechila, he's mochel, that's what he wants. He wants you not to be mechabed him, and therefore that's the kavod. And we tzadze b'melech, even though misvara, kavod isn't his, it should be, if it's his ratzon, it's his kavod. And therefore his kavod should be mochel. And on that, Rabbi Elazar says from the pasuk of Samtasim, mash v'simus harbe. In other words, since ikro is that there should be ema. This pasuk is teaching you, Rav Ashi is teaching you from Som Tosin. Simos Harbe, like Rashi says. That there should be Ema. It's not only a tzivui, l'din kavod klali b'melech. If it was a din kavod klali, ritzono zeh kvodo. But it's as if the Torah specifies in details a specific din lehedya called maisu maisu shel kavod, that we are mischayv to a melech. Since through the tseiruf of maisu kavod, they're going to come to a matziv of emaso alecha. Because those are the anhagas lemaisa. They aren't anhagas stam, they're anhagas of kavod. And therefore there's a mitzvah of kavod of amida. You can't pater, like we saw earlier, you can't pater from amida, because ritzono zeh kvodo, because here it's not just an inyan of ratzon, here there's a specific chiyuv of kavod, so you can't be mochel on the amida, as we saw, as we learned. So to a king, so since it says simos harbe, you have to do many maisim of ema before the king, that's like it's specifying each maisa, mind you, maisa A, maisa B, maisa C. And it's not shayach to talk about mechila, because it's like it's written explicitly in the pasuk, you have to do these maisim. So you can't be, he can't be mochel on the specific maisim, because if the Torah specified the maisim, make for him a king for you, make him a king on you, make him a king on you, etc. That's mitzvah the chiyuv. He can't be mochel on the chiyuv. It's specific. It's like standing up, Talmud Chacham can't be mochel. What about the mechayev, the etzem ha-mechayev? That the kavod belongs to him. That only applies to a Talmud Chacham. Torah delay and not a melech. And therefore ain't kvodo mochel. And that would also apparently be the pshat in the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, quoted by the Shikun Mekubetzes. that you shouldn't be mochel now because they're not going to be mechabed you later. So he would apparently be mashlim, or Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Sanhedrin, Yotes Amar Aleph, Ayin Sham, that the fact that a melech can't be mochel is misvara. And the svara is because his covet is the covet of Kol Yisrael. That their melech is nechbod. If we can't be mochel on that. Can't be mochel al kvod nishal Yisrael. But a Talmud Chacham can be mochel al kvodo. She'ein acherim mizdalzalim kishuhu mochel. King can't be mochel al kvod nishal Yisrael, but a Talmud Chacham can be. Other people aren't mizulzal when he's mochel. In other words, if Mechila and Bitl HaChiyav would help because he's the Bailin, then we wouldn't have excluded him. He'd seen some to seem like a Melech. So he could be Mochel, he's the Bailin. But on that Rabbeinu Yonah writes that it's Kvod and Shal Yisrael. And he's not the Bailam. But still, since the Chi of the Maisa is to be Mechabed is Gavra, what about Ritzonu Zeu Kvodo? So they should be Pater, he's Mochel. That's his Ratzon. And in that, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the din kavod hamelech is kavod shemevi eima. And the kavod of Ratzon Hazeh Kavodo, when he's mochel al kavodo, isn't going to bring eima. Because afterwards it's going to bring zilzul. And the mele, that's not the type of kavod you're mechuyev to a melech. And therefore, ain't kavod omachul. Because he doesn't have koach mechila like Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Sanhedrin. And he also doesn't have the covet of Ritzono Zeu Kvodo, like the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah and Ksubis. So they really mashlim each other. The Rabbeinu Yonah and Sanhedrin says that it's a Svara King can't be mochel on his covet. Why not? Because the covet will call Yisrael. What about Ritzono Zeu Kvodo? That doesn't work either. Because the din of some similar melech, stay maso alecha. You should have awe of him, and if you're mechabedim mitzad ritzono zel kvodo, and he wants you to be not to be mechabedim, that's his kavod. That's not going to bring teima. You need the type of kavod that's going to bring teima. So from the two of them together, there's no mechila of the melech. Not his. It's kavod nishal Yisrael, and don't say beseder. It's kavod nishal Yisrael. But here the kavod is that he's mochel ritzono zel kvodo. No. Because this, as Rabbeinu Yonah writes, as Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Shtei Maso Alecha, this covenant has to bring to Ema. And if he's Mochel now, there's going to be no Ema later. So Mel is no covered by a Melech. There's no Mechila is covered by a Melech. We can also understand, according to this, Tshuvas Maharam Ben Baruch, Haruko, Simen Kuv Zayin, and the Tzaras and Simen Ches brought in the Mordechi, Perkei the Gittin. Maharam writes, Ikamar Koinem Chal Kavodi Kavodu Machu, Kumarish Machu Kavodi Kavodu Machu, the Rice Dideyu, Koshkin Koin Shakuna Shalo, Lovazar Adelam, Brits Melach, Lodom in the Mel Shank Kavodu Machu. If a Kohen wants to be mochel on his cover, let him be mochel. Rag mochel on his cover, he can be mochel. The Kohen, the Kohuna belongs to him. Lo lazar acharav, so he has a right to be mochel. So to a Talmud Chacham. a rav. But not a melech ain't called a machul, because it says Lashem Amalucha. His melucha. He's mamlech malacha below melucha. The melucha belongs to Hashem. And never to some simelech or melech. A lot of simos to show you that ain't called a machul. So frek, Rabbi Yechon Fishel parallel, I don't understand. If pshat is that the melucha is not his, so we need the pasuk of some tossim. Just stick with the fact that the melucha is not his. Why need some tossim to show that he can't be mochul? However, the Maram himself opened with this svara, and then he ended up with the pasuk. What does he need both for? Why does he need both the pasuk and the svara? First, he starts with the svara. That a king cannot be mochel on his kavod. And then he brings the pasuk. What do you need the pasuk for if you have the svara? And he was aware of this. He knew there was a pasuk in his svara, and yet he still brought the pasuk. Why was it necessary? And also, where does he get from Simas Harbi that ain't called a mochel? So based on what he said, it's beautiful. If the melech was the bailim limchol, then the pasuk of Som Tassim wouldn't have helped to remove this bailis. Because this pasuk just says Simas Harbe. It's a chiyuv b'misuyim amaisa melech. To A, B, C, D, to give yourself fear of this king. But it's not shaykh here to talk about Rasona Zokvodo. Because that's when there's no chiyuv misuyim, it's just a general chiyuv. There you can say, ah, so you the general chiyuv, whatever he wants is his covet. There's no shlilal bailus. Like the Maharam writes, that belav achin or bailim. Why? Because the melucha belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're not sholo the bailus of the king, mitzat simas harbe. Simas harbe means the chiyuv mesuyim. Once the chiyuv mesuyim, you can't say ritzon zeh kvodo. But it doesn't mean that we're negating his bailus. Anyway, he's not bailim. Lashem lamelucha Lashem. The kingship belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem HaMelucha, Mamelech Melachem Belo HaMelucha, it's His. By Kahuna, why do you have Mechila Mitzad Bailus? So by Kahuna, you have specific dinim. The Kiddashto, he starts off reading, getting the Aliyah first, the benching, getting the food first. That's a specific din, and that's not going to go away because that's his Ratzon, and through this it's his covered. It's the Chiyuv Mesuyah. And therefore he writes, by Kahuna, Benigud Lamalchus, it does belong to the Bailim. So the Melech is not the Bailim. And that's why we need the Pasuk B'Som Tassim. It also means that kvodo, it's not shaykh to have mechila. Because the chiyuv mesuyim. So the melech is not the bailim. And there's a chiyuv mesuyim to be mechavid him. There's no way for him to be mochel on that. Mitzad, ritzon hazeh kvodo, it's a chiyuv mesuyim. Ritzon hazeh kvodo doesn't work when it's a specific chiyuv. And what about him being mochel mitzad bailus? He has no bailus. Hashem lamelucha melo melachim. But a coin is a bailim. So even though you don't have this din of kvodo, zel ritzono, ritzono zel kvodo, just like we don't have it by a king, by a king, there's a specific chiyuv, simas harbe, like the Torah is saying, honor him A and honor him B and honor him C. And therefore, there's no room for mechila, because the Torah wanted you to do this specific act for you to be mochel. When it comes to money, excuse me, when it comes to kahuna, there it's not shaykh to say again ritzonu zeh kvodo, because the chiyuvim is suyam in klapei the kohen. Nevertheless, mitin bailim, his mechila works. This kohen happens to have bailus. His rights of kahuna. And that's why we have the pasuk of Som Tassim by a melech. A melech is not the bailim. There's a specific chiyuv to mechabi the melech. And since he's not the bailim over this covet, you have to mechabi him, he can't be mochel. It says Som Tassim, it's covet Hashem. So not the melech can't be mochel. The coin is the bailim. And midim bailim, his mechila is effective. So again, why is the coin according to Maran Baruch mochel on his covet? Why is the coin mochel on his covet? Because he's the bailim on the kahuna. And he's not like a melech. A melech doesn't have bailus. He can't be mevatel the melucha atzbailus. He can't be mochel the melucha atzbailus. Because the melucha belongs to Hashem. But by kahuna, when he does have bailus, there he can be mochel. So when there's a specific din, you have to keep the din. Kidashto, to keep that din. That's a din misuyim by a kohen. But when it comes to not keeping dinim, the kohen can be mochel on his covet. Why? Because the kohen can be mochel on his covet because it's his. Lo lazar achar bris olam. So therefore, since the kahuna is his, he can be mochel. But not a king can't be mochel on the individual plane, because that's their specific chiyuvim to do for a king. There, wouldn't say Ritzon is El Kvodo. And by a king, there's also Simos Harbe. He's not, it doesn't have bailus. A melech doesn't have bailus. Hashem HaMelucha Yilashem HaMelucha Mamlech Malachim Belo HaMelucha. So since the Malchus belongs to Hashem, a Melech has no right to be Mochel. And what about Ratzon HaZeh Kvodo? No, those are specific Chiyuvim. They have to bring to a Maso Alecha, so you can't be Mochel on that either. That's all a Melech. But a Kohen, it belongs to him. A Melech, it doesn't belong to him. Since the Kohen, the Kavod, belongs to him, the Bris Olam that he has with Kohuna, therefore Mitzah that it belongs to him, he could be Mochel. What can the Kohen not be Mochel on? The Kiddush, so the specific things. But the general Kavod one gives to a Kohen, that he could be mochel on. This Kohen could be mochel, because he's the Bailim. But a Melech isn't a Bailim. Okay, he's not the Bailim, so let them give him kavod mitzad ratzon hazeh kavodo. The answer is no, simas harbe. By a melech, there are many specific details. You have to be mechabirim. Again, this aim has to bring to kavod. So therefore, he has no right to be mochel. We said on the details, you can't be mochel. This simas harbe is like details. So on that, the melech can't be mochel. So he has to take it like a man. Melech can't be mochel, but a kohen can be mochel. A melech cannot be mochel, because the meluch is not his. Then in the details, he also can't be mochel. But a kohen, you're right. You tell the details, he can't be mochel, but the general covenant of a kohen, he can be mochel. Like the pasuk says, he's an eternal covenant with God. It's his. The guna belongs to him. So there's a lot more to say on this sugya, and hopefully we will say it to Siyata Dishmaya. In the name of Zorcha Lilmo Lulam, Ed Lishma Vlanas, Lakaim is called Divrei Salam Terasu Vyahava. Amen, Vyamain. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.